to the true practices of devotion, but still an introduction is always necessary. So the stress on the quality, or the stress on the intensity of application of the aspirates, also has its necessity in the beginning. I don't know how clear I'm making myself or not. You say.
Yeah.
Is it useful what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm glad.
So I wasn't actually meaning Valeria as opposed to Bonnie in regards to
chanting the name.
Chanting the name more in the Tibetan community.
What were you meaning in terms of that?
She's got a community of people living on a spiritual community set, and there's a situation where all of a sudden a lot of those members have to say go away for something, which leaves less members of the community there. So, quantity of the virtual service that the devotees will be performing, be then adjusted to time, place and circumstance. Like there's less devotees on the property, so then something like, this is just a simple example, simpler garlands we make for that time, place and circumstance. So that
was it a simple quality, example?
Simpler garlands.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, just as an
example, no problem.
You've got less people there, and so that Krishna says in the
Bhagavad Gita
that
if
you offer him the least certain devotion, that
you will accept. Whatever is real will be the quality. And as long as there's any mechanical or imitative quality to our service, then it'll be naturally less progressive, and we will be less afforded the grace of the Lord. We'll be denied the grace of the Lord more if our imitative or mechanical approach is prevalent. The more that's prevalent, but if our approach is genuine, if our sincerity, our purity of purpose is intact, that quality will draw the grace of the Lord upon us. The details may vary, but the quantity of number of people in an ashram, or the quantity of our worshipful offering, the amount of food, or the quality of the food, or the quantity of the size of the garden, that will be secondary, always, to the inner intention and inner purity of purpose. Krishna wants hearts, not brains. He wants our hearts, he wants our affection. He doesn't want necessarily our grandeur of this world. Whether a rich man or a poor man makes the offering, there's a little consequence if we consider the sincerity underlying it and within their hearts. Is that okay? Yes.
Comment on that question actually, because with devotion and quality and quantity, sometimes at first, before a devotee even knows what real devotion is, they need to practice. They go practice like perfect. And in that situation, sometimes quantity, like quality, doesn't even bear a mention, because without quantity, you can have no realization of what quality is. And after some repetition, after some practice, one begins to understand that each quantity contains a different quality, and one can begin to appreciate true quality within whatever quantity one practices one's devotion.
They can take their bearings, in other words. Yes, it's a nice comment. And it's more or less also dittoing what I said, that at a certain stage that may be useful. However, if at the same time we say that before a devotee knows what devotion is, we'd probably be cautioned to consider whether they were really a devotee or not. A devotee would need to know what devotion was to be a devotee, simply by definition. Anyway, not to start an argument, but considering both sides, However, yes, some practices are given to us. But at a deeper stage, we would hope for those practices as well to take on more depth. That's also desirable. They are practices nonetheless for the conditioned soul, so that the state of fear of God as opposed to love of God is the state of deeper conditioning, or the state of greater bondage in the material world, is it not? And the state of love of God is the state of greater liberation from the material world. So if we come to that state, if we're so fortunate that by the grace of Gurudev and Sri Krishna and Mahaprabhu, etc., that state, that divine internal deep state of love of God, if in only a small proportion should bless us, we'll find that there are no rules, there are no practices. It's intrinsic, it's innate. But those practices are still meant to help us. I think the issues probably wouldn't have come up in the first place if we hadn't have become aware that a good thing misused becomes actually our undoing. So even the rules and regulations, as Maharaj has pointed out, can be adverse if they in themselves are lifeless. Actually, to take it a small step further, that life comes to us fortuitously when we have the proper regard for the devotees of the Lord, the saints, the sadhus. And here the quality again takes another tangible form for us. It becomes more tangible. Our practices, however ardent or however loose they may be, when we have proper regard and see them in reference to the true devotees, the sadhus, everything is that way, we find. Sadhu Sangha. That element is so much wanted. Yes, soon we shall have to finish, but please, yourself. Just the door open, at that point we lost you. You just kind of closed the door for a second. No, the quiet's okay, it's just that the door's closed. You were saying just recently? Still, karma is karma, and Karma is something that happens in this world. We can't get free from karma altogether by karma. That's why Maharaj has explained that dedication above exploitation, because the nature of this plane is karma, is to exploit others, even if it's good. So at a certain stage, we search for the spiritual aspect, the divine aspect, which is to give to the Lord everything, give everything to Him. And that takes us out of karma altogether. That's the beauty of serving. So we're very happy to hear your remarks. And I think maybe now I have to conclude, is that right? I do not know. Actually, if it is meant to be, it's meant to be. But one friend was asking there at the back, behind you, one friend was asking a question. Could we, Mark, with your permission?
Yes, please.
Would you mind repeating it?
Aren't the rules and regulations there to help us develop love?
That's the question.
Like, if you read the Bhakti Rasamrita, it says that sending it back to you will help us open our heart to love.
Sure. You want to answer that? Or can you answer that in 5 seconds if you can't?
Yeah. Yes, the rules and regulations are to help us develop love. But we also, it's also said that a man, in addition to the rules and regulations, of course, everyone has to have an ideal. It's said that a man is known according to his ideal. So the rules and regulations help, but also we are always looking towards our high goal, high ideal. Sometimes people can have the mistaken idea that observance of rules and regulations will guarantee the attainment of their ideal, but it's not like that. Mm-hmm. They're to help, but they are not ends in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah, sure. That's very good. And at the same time, I would like to clear, if anyone has a doubt that our mission is preaching that we don't need to follow any rules and regulations, I hope that at this point that they would have that misconception clarified, because we're not. And as Maharaj said, and also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has said, that if you can perform thousands and millions of rules and regulations perfectly, Krishna doesn't have to give his grace until he decides to. So his decision to give his grace is dependent only on his sweet will, not on our puny, yet perfect, adherence to rules and regulations, which are not the end unto itself, as Maharaj pointed out. They are called sadhana, as he said. Sadhana is the means to the sadhya, or the end. So without the end in view, to be obsessed with the means will keep us engaged for quite some time, I'm sure. But the end, which is prema, prayojan, the whole Vedic wisdom is summed into three words or three principles, which is sambandha, avideya, prayojan, which in simple English, plain English, means beginning or relativity, and then practice or that sadhana which you were mentioning, and prayojana or the end, the objective, which is love. So regulations are fine, but they're only there to assist us, as you say, but merely to assist us, but they are not in themselves the objective. They're the means to an objective. And when at a certain time they may also prove to be obstacles to the objective, they have to be left aside. That's controversial and probably a provocative statement to make. But I don't know if time permits us to discuss it any further. But if you want it, we can. Maharaj allows us to.
I think we should end here, but because there are people that have to go far, drive a long way to get home, and we do want to, you know, start at 4. We want to now get to the part of the
piece. Yeah. Anyway, you're a devotee, so you know fully well that Krishna's love depends on Krishna's grace. not the following of rules and regulations. I don't think there's any question of a debate in that matter. Right. Thank you. Jai Guru Dev. Om Shri Vasudevaya. 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 Shri Vasudevaya.